An outside review of New Hampshire's Child Protective Services Agency, the Division of Children, Youth, and Families, identified a number of red flags in how abuse and neglect reports are handled. Outside reviewers found that many cases reported to the agency were not brought forward for further action, even when the agency's own assessments found that kids were at high risk of harm.
We're not talking about the risk of harm that's on the mild side of the spectrum.
This is Jerry Milner, who presented the report on behalf of the Center for the Support of Families, the Maryland-based agency behind the review.
We're talking about risk of harm where there are very often significant underlying issues, underlying family dynamics that, in our opinion, often place children at a risk of harm where some intervention is actually needed in order to ensure that their situation will not escalate to an immediate or imminent danger kind of situation.
The reviewers also found an agency stretched thin, with not enough staff to deal with all of the reports it's receiving and not enough training to ensure staffers can properly investigate and respond to incoming reports. The reviewers also found gaps in state child abuse laws, noting that the language left too much room for interpretation, making it difficult to bring cases forward. The reviewers called upon the state to hire more staff and supervisors who can make sure cases are being thoroughly reviewed. They also say more treatment services are needed, especially around substance abuse and mental health, to ensure that when problems are identified, families have somewhere to go for help. The review was prompted by the deaths of two toddlers that raised questions about DCYF's oversight when red flags were brought to the agency's attention. The report did not directly address either incident, and state officials involved declined to comment on the connection between those deaths and the findings of the report, citing ongoing criminal investigations. Milner, one of the outside reviewers, said he couldn't guarantee those tragedies wouldn't happen again.
I'd be a fool to say to you or any other child welfare agency in the country that you're not going to encounter some of those very difficult situations where children suffer as a result of whatever action is taken or not taken.
The hope, Milner said, is that the reforms proposed in the report will help DCYF prevent situations that place kids in danger in the first place. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.